tell me about this film that's going to be screened here at the festival this weekend.
Well, you got to come and see it. It's what it is is Sean and Scooter Downey wrote it, and these fellas are from Kentucky, and this was their first attempt at a film. And I've done a lot of films, and when I got the script, I thought, here's a couple of guys trying to put everything they've ever loved about movies into a script. And then I got to Austin, Texas, and we spent a week in a hotel rehearsing, you know, doing theater games and all kinds of stuff. And it was like going back in the days I was at the Actors Studio. You know, we were constantly, you know, doing theater games to try to figure out how do you approach a role and things like that. You know, mm-hmm. So I was very happy to be there, and I love their, you know, they're trying to be incredibly honest about what the work was going to be. You know, because our intention was to improvise everything right up to the moment of the material that's written, and then take off from there. And then what would happen is some of the improvised stuff was even better than what was written, so that ended up on film as well. So it was a really creative experience. And so as the movie went on, and it was, the whole movie was outdoors in the summer in outside of Austin, a place called Spider Studios, and it's aptly named because there were nothing but spiders everywhere, and snakes and everything else. I mean, it was really something. And everything we were doing was outdoors, and we were at least a couple of miles from any trailer. So we spent the day, long days and long evenings, out there. So it was one of those survival movies. I mean, it's really about a father and son that have been estranged by the natural things that happen in life between a 24-year-old son and a father who's a local town cop sheriff, and it's strange because he has to go find himself, and he makes a mistake of never contacting his father. So finally, they get together and go up this mountain to bond for the day. They bring a rifle and they're going to do the manly thing. And really what happens is there was a terrible event that happened in their lives and was never resolved. You know, a daughter was killed, and an adopted daughter that I had adopted, and she was murdered by someone. And so all of the subterranean feelings and everything else started coming out, and it ends up being this incredible adventure up the mountain.
Hmm. Did they approach you for this role?
Yes, they did. Yeah.
So
I was really happy about it because I have two children. I mean, my love for my children is there's no limit to it. You know, I mean, I really resonated with the difficulties.
Are you? And you're going to be coming out for the screening this weekend, and I understand you're going to get a Lifetime Achievement Award.
I know, that's a shocker. I mean, I don't know how that happened, but it's not over yet either.
Yes, some actors are ambivalent about that, you know. But
yeah, a little bit, you know, only because when your hair goes gray, finally, you know, you let it stay gray, you end up feeling like, whoa, I'm a little closer to the back door than I thought. You know? I mean, and when you get this kind of an award, I know it's an affectionate nod, you know, in my direction, and I really appreciate it, but it's a little creepy.
I was looking through. You've done quite a bit of very. I know you're known for some horror roles, but you've done a lot of different types of work. Is there anything in particular that strikes your fancy, or you just like everything?
Well, now you know, at this point in my life, I'm very excited about comedy. And look, I don't think I'm funny. What I really feel is that situations are funny, mm-hmm. and if you put the right chemistry of people together and you do something, it can be really, you know, very rewarding. It's a lot lighter fare. You know, I don't know how many ways I can die anymore and make it interesting. You know, I've been boiled in oil. I've been burned, shot, you know, hung. You name it, man. It's they always seem to look at me when I go to a meeting and say, "Oh, this guy'd be great for that role. We'll kill him at the end." They go, you know, that kind of thing.
Oh yeah, but, yeah. You're a great villain to get knocked off. You've been involved in voicing video games. Is that something you enjoy?
Yeah, I really like, you know, voiceovers. I had no idea that was ever going to happen. But, you know, I've been doing video games and cartoons. Tron is coming out, you know, for Disney, and it's a series. Mm-hmm. And I'm playing a bad guy again in that one. But, it's a very good job, because you can go there and unshaven, looking like an unmade bed, and get into the booth and do just as good a job as if you wore a suit. You know, I really do enjoy it. It's just an extension of what I do anyway.
Yeah,
I don't listen to myself talk. Believe me, it's more like it's another kind of skill. And I'm, over the last maybe 10 years, I've learned it, which is I wasn't going to do it originally.
Well, you have a great voice for it.
Well, I had a bad experience. I was on Broadway in New York, and Pepsi or Coke, I don't remember which one, came to me and said, they saw the show and we'd like you to do a voiceover for us. And it was like for $50,000, and it was just, the lines were, I'll never forget them. You look good, you feel good, and it shows. Those were the lines for $50,000.
Not bad.
Not bad. So I go into a booth in New York in one of those places, in a recording studio. And I put the headphones on, and I stand in front of the mic, and they go, "Okay, Lance." And I went, "You look good, you feel good, and it shows." And I took the microphone, took the headphones off, and walked out of the booth. And the guy said, wait, we're going to work on it. And I was so idealistic back in those days, a young actor, really 30 years old, I was idealistic. And I said, you know what, I don't think I'm right for this. I think I don't want to listen to myself talk. Hmm. And I left $50,000 on the table.
Oh, like, brother.
Like an idiot, and I was a starving actor, I really was.
Well, you stood up, you stood with your principles.
Yeah, I mean, it was idealism. And I remember the next day I went, what did you do? I looked in the mirror and I went, what did you do, stupid?
So are you involved in any film projects right now? You mentioned Tron. Anything else?
Yeah, oh yeah. You know, I do all the Verizon ads too. Not all of them, but I've done a whole 2 years of Verizon telephone ads. You know, they were really terrific. It's a terrific company. But anyway, yes, and I there's one coming out now that, and you know, I was talking to you about comedy. It's called Bring Me the Head of Lance Henriksen. And believe it or not, I mean, that's the title of it. And it's a comedy about, it really stars Tim Thomerson, who was this one flat with a number of times, and John Saxon's in it, Adrian Barbeau, and a lot of other people. And it's all, the whole thing is improvised. There's no written anything. And what it's about is ageism in the industry. And people are in this, you know, to vent all of their issues about what it's like to be an actor. You know, when you go in for a meeting or an audition, they have a little piece of paper that you sign in on, and it says, there's a little box on it that says, if you're over 40 or under 40, you check the box.
Mm.
And if you're over 40, that means you have about 100% chance of not getting a role.
Yeah.
It's pretty funny.
Well, I appreciate you joining us today, Lance, and welcome to Louisville in advance.
Thank you, buddy.